Voice Tube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to Voice Tube's Pronunciation Challenge. Remember the lyrics. Oh my god. What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge. Guys, I'm so sorry, but I can't seem to remember the lyrics of the song. I know, it's so embarrassing. Have you ever forgotten a lyric on stage before? Or when you give a presentation and suddenly forget what you have to say for a slide? I do them all the time. Today's video is about tips to increase your memory. If you tend to be forgetful, this video is for you. And of course, our VoiceTube app also helps with storing your vocabulary so you don't forget them. Go watch this video on our app. But before that, let's practice today's sentence. So my longtime subscribers will know that I talk a lot about Anki on this show, which is a free program that implements precisely this spaced repetition system. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. So my long-time subscribers will know that I talk a lot about Anki on this show, which is a free program that implements precisely this spaced repetition system. 好，接下来我们来看今天的 pronunciation tips。今天的句子里面有比较多比较长的字，所以我们一起来看看吧。首先 ，so my long time，long time 就是一个字，不是两个字哦，它是形容词的用法。long time，long time。so my long time subscribers 可以分音节念。首先 ，s u b sub 的那个 u 念 a 的音 ，sub， 那那个 b 记得哦，嘴巴要闭起来 ，sub。Subscribe， 再来 ，S-C-R-I-B 的那个 I 念 I 的音 ，Subscribe， 再来又一个 B 的，所以嘴巴再合起来一次 ，Subscribe， 再来最后加上那个卷舌的 E-R，Subscriber，Subscriber， 那记得要加上 S，Subscribers，Subscribers， 那我觉得这个字难的地方在 Sub 的后面直接要接那个 S， 我觉得是最难的，所以就是可以慢慢的分音节念，再加快它，就会念得比较顺。Subscribers， okay， so my long time subscribers will know that I talk a lot. Talk a lot 可以做一个连音 talk 的 K 跟 a 连在一起，那 a lot 又可以连在一起。Talk a lot， I talk a lot about a lot 的 lot 又可以跟 about 连在一起了。I talk a lot about， talk a lot about。I talk a lot about Anki on this show. On this show, this 的 S 跟 show 的 S 可以连在一起。This show. 再来 ，which is 就可以做连音了。Which 的 H 跟 is 的 I 连在一起。Which is a free program Program 可以分两个音节念，首先 pro P-R-O 的 O 念 O 的音，那后面那个 gram 那个 A 念大的 A 的音， program program。再来 that implements implements 可以分音节念，第一个 I 呢念 E 的音 M M。再来后面那个母音 E 念 E 的音 impl impl。再来后面那个 E-N 念 N 的音 implements implements， 记得要加上 S。再来 precisely 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 的 P-R-E-E 是念 E 的音，后面那个 I 呢也是念 I 的音 precise precise， 最后加上 L-Y precisely precisely。 This spaced spaced 记得它是要加 E-D 的，因为它是形容词，所以后面记得那个 D 要点出来。 This spacedThis spaced 两个字可以连在一起。This spaced repetition repetition 它有好多 e 跟好多 i， 我们可以分音节念。r e 的那个 e 念短的 e 的音 re re， 后面那个 e 是念 e 的音 rep rep。再来下一个母音 i 念 e 的音 repeti repeti， 最后加上 tion repetition repetition。最后一个 system 这个字应该很熟了吧，很常出现，那那个 y 要念 e 的音，不要被骗了，它要念 e 的音 system system。 接下来我们来把这句话再来念一遍。 So my long time subscribers will know that I talk a lot about Anki on this show, which is a free program that implements precisely this spaced repetition system. Okay guys, now it's time for today's vocabulary. The first vocabulary of the day is implementimplement implement 是动词，意思是实施或是贯彻。 For example, the government failed to implement the plan which led to the untrust of their people. 政府没能实施计划，导致民众对他们失了信心。再来我们来看 precisely precisely， 看到 ly 就知道它是副词，意思是精确的、准确的或是确切的。 For example, the meeting starts at 3 o'clock precisely. Don't be late again. 三点钟准时要开会，不要再迟到了。那 precisely 它有一个同义词，大家应该很常有听到，叫做 exactly exactly。没错， exactly 跟 precisely 都是精确的、准确的、确切的意思。所以以后呢，如果你在写文章或是在写作文的话，看到 exactly 你可以直接把它换成 precisely， 这样子你的词汇量就更丰富了。好，那么我们来看下一个单字 precise precise precise， 就是 precisely 把那个 ly 拿掉，那拿掉之后呢，它就变成形容词了。 precise 精确的、准确的或是确切的。 For example, in this class I'll teach you how to send a precise and informative email. 这堂课中我会教你如何寄出精确又有内容的邮件。好，再来我们来看下一个单字 space space。Space 可以当动词也可以当名词，我们比较常用到比较熟悉的用法应该是名词，但是今天在这个句子里面它是以动词的形式使用。那当 spaced 是动词的时候呢，意思是指把什么什么东西以一定的间隔排列，或是把什么什么东西中间留间隔。 For example, that page looks spaced. Did you do this on purpose to make the essay seem longer?这页文字看起来有间隔，你是故意这样让报告看起来更长的吗？相信应该蛮多人都有做过的吧，不瞒你们啦，就是我也有做过，就是把那个间距调成 1.5 嘛，就会看起来比较长，对不对？好，那我们来看一下 space 当它是名词的时候呢，意思有两种，第一个是可利用的空间或是空地，第二个是外太空或是太空。我们来给两个例子，第一个，Melissa's room was so messy that she had no space for her friend to put down her school bag. Melissa 的房间乱到没有地方给她的朋友放下她的书包。第二个， He's been dreaming of going to space since he's a young child. He's now an astronomy teacher. 他从小就梦想着要去外太空，他现在是天文学的老师。再来我们来看今天的最后一个单字 repetition。Repetition Repetition 是名词，意思是重复、重做或是重说。 For example, his speech is full of repetition. He said so much and yet nothing at all. 他的演讲都在讲重复的东西，似乎讲了很多，但其实什么都没说。 Okay guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Guys, I think I just remember the lyrics. It's memories bring back you. That's right. I hope you like the song today. Remember to leave a comment and a recording. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.